It's the 27th of June. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. An adventurer from Flitwick believes he possesses the skills needed to help find Jay Slater, the young man missing in Tenerife. Paul Arnott has joined the search with the understanding that the 19-year-old Slater has been missing now for 11 days. Mr. Arnott, who is an experienced mountaineer, said, "I know these environments, I know how harsh they are and how scary they are without experience." The 29-year-old cancelled a fundraiser for Scottish Mountain Rescue to add his expertise to an area near Masker, a village in the north of the island. Arnott added, "I do not cope well in hot countries, it makes me sick, but it's got to be done. I'll stay here until we find him." Additional appointments at Bedford Hospital had to be cancelled due to non-operational lifts at Beedon House in the South Wing. The lifts have been out of service for the past 2 months. One of the lifts is expected to be up and running by the end of June, with the other requiring another month until it's fixed. Netherlands-based automaker Stellantis, who now owns the Vauxhall brand, is threatening to close its Luton plant within a year if the UK government does not support electric vehicle production. The multinational company wants to see a switch over to zero-emission all-electric transportation and believes the government can play a role in increasing demand. The Luton facility is due to be retooled in the first half of next year to manufacture the electric version of Vauxhall vans. Stagecoach East has extended its single-trip £2 fare from Bedford until the end of the year. The government-funded scheme was due to expire at the end of this month. Managing Director of Stagecoach East, Darren Rowe, said, "Now is the best time ever to jump on board and make use of the great value." That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.